This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Please welcome to the program the always interesting, dynamic Donald Trump. Donald!
Everybody's dream of America. You know, you live it like the rags. Well, you didn't really have rags, but I mean, all the riches and everything that America can offer, you got it.
Well, I've had a good time. I've enjoyed myself. I've enjoyed my life. And
so you've sort of become like a folk hero. I mean, people, there's someone in this audience I was reading, the audience list, some man who's a businessman, you can tell me who you are later, who went to New York and just wanted to stand by your building hoping some of the luck would run off.
Is that true? Is he in this audience?
He's in this audience.
We have to find him.
Yeah.
We have to
find him. So how do you explain that? Or is there an explanation?
I believe that you make your own luck to a large extent. Well, the word luck is a very important word, very important. There's no more important word than luck.
Sadly, the American dream is dead.
Bring it back.
But if I get elected president, I will bring it back bigger and better and stronger than ever before, and we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Critics often say that Donald Trump is a shallow showman, an egomaniac who wanted to be president just for the sake of it. They say he only got into politics to serve himself and his businesses, and that he lacks the experience and knowledge required to perform the role of President of the United States. He's inconsistent, they'll say, with the only consistency being that he's out for numero uno, Trump. But is this true? Why did Trump run for president? And how can we know for sure? Well, if you listen to his own words, the man speaks for himself and says exactly why he wants to make America great again.
Trump likes the attention he gets from crowds, from the establishment, and from the press. But he is very sensitive about the press.
I don't think they've portrayed what I'm really all about, necessarily.
I've never seen press reporting as I have with regard to me. And I hope the general public understands how inherently dishonest the press in this country is.
I think a lot of the press is very dishonest.
The news gets away with murder, the news media.
I find the press is extremely dishonest, okay? Very dishonest. There's tremendous dishonesty in the media.
Tremendous.
These are very, very dishonest people. Okay. We are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake.
The news about me is largely phony. It's false.
Does that get under your skin?
No, because you see, I think I'm right. And when I think I'm right, nothing bothers me.
When I see a total ripoff of this country by Japan, where they literally have no defense budget, where we have to borrow money from them in order to get them oil and defend the Persian Gulf, where most of the oil goes to Japan and other countries, not us. We get 4% of oil. When I see Kuwait, a total ripoff, we're bringing the Bridgeton. You remember the Bridgeton? Their oil minister sat back and he laughed at how much money he's going to make. Why are we getting some of that money? Why are we getting it? They're taking in billions and billions of dollars, and we can't even land a helicopter in Kuwaiti soil. You tell me that's right.
Saudi Arabia was making $1 billion a day.
Saudi Arabia, they wouldn't even be there except for us. And in Saudi Arabia, we couldn't even use their minesweepers, Phil. You know it.
We defend Saudi Arabia. They wouldn't even be there. Saudi Arabia, without us, is gone. So we defend Saudi Arabia. Every time there's a problem, we send our ships, we go crazy, right? We spend a fortune. We get paid peanuts for this.
This is a 5-minute version of a 20-minute version that's up on band.video titled Trump Then and Now. And it is very, very powerful because it shows the consistency of him saying things 35 years ago, 20 years ago, and then saying them today and actually getting it done. And that's why they hate Trump so much, is you may disagree with him on some things, but he actually says what he means and then tries to carry it out, and in most cases succeeds. Just like InfoWars, we deliver straight shooting, and we're here only because you spread the word and support us. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier. And get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown that go after this whole corona family of virus. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums, really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these homeland security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us, there's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's George Washington's birthday, February 11th. The year is 2000. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And I do intend to open the phones up and take a ton of your calls. Paul Joseph Watson will be hosting the fourth hour, always informative. Joel Skousen is going to join us to talk about politics, the world, and all these even mainline analysts saying the cities are going to collapse. They're untenable, especially the blue cities. He is the leading expert when it comes to strategic relocation. And I've just been very honest with the audience that as soon as I can move the headquarters of InfoWars to some rural area that is safer, I'm going to do it. But certainly not for a few years. Don't have the capital to do it. Don't want to make the crew move. But I am abandoning ship out of Austin, Texas. It has just been completely overrun by the Democrats with the needles, with the feces, with the devil worshipers, with all the stupid trendies everywhere. And I just do not want to live in San Francisco right in the middle of the heart of Texas. But that's a side issue. There is so much to get to here, obviously, with the Democrat primary starting to kick off, with some of the first early voting happening there in New Hampshire, the Granite State, and already early signs of corruption, fraud, and fiasco behavior, just like we saw in Iowa last week, just total criminal activity. This is your electronic voting machines run by Democrats. I mean, this is what you get. It's just a free-for-all, a bunch of piranhas trying to cheat each other. And that's why Trump could easily lose the 2020 election in 265 days, because we don't have free and fair elections in this country. I've had all the top analysts, all the top experts on. I've done my own research. I know that you've witnessed it yourself down the streets, but at the grassroots level, a massive landslide can defeat Democrats, because they don't have every jurisdiction under their control. And the Republicans I know, and the conservatives I know, and the Christians I know, just won't even speed, won't do anything corrupt at any level, are neurotic about it. I know I am, except the speeding part, but you get my drift. And what do you do up against Democrats who are out-competing each other to see who can be the most criminal? And by out-competing, I mean it's just reached cuckoo-level situation. It's always some shadowy, weird multinational company with Soros connections and deep state connections and weird apps that are hooked up to all the machines and then put out disinfo and they don't match the local numbers. And, of course, it screws whoever the establishment doesn't want, Bernie Sanders, and promotes who they want, judger of the booty. Booty judge. It's just unbelievable. So we're going to get into all of that. We're going to open the phones up. We've got huge developments on the coronavirus front. Senator Cotton has come out again, and this time been specific, and said Beijing needs to prove coronavirus isn't a man-made bioweapon. Of course it is. Question is, why did it get out? What were they doing, making a vaccine? Who the hell knows? They're covering up. They're lying about the number of deaths, obviously. And a big story up on InfoWars.com. Department of Defense announces expansion of emergency quarantine centers across the United States. Coronavirus toll officially surpasses 1,000. China says it could be over 43,000 infected. A lot of folks are asking, why in the world is Trump praising Xi Jinping? Some experts worry as a germ-phobic Trump confronts growing epidemic. They even criticize him when he didn't want Ebola patients in the U.S. when he wasn't president. Nobody takes Ebola patients into their country. But again, they make that xenophobic and bad in the news. There's just no end to it. Also, there's a big article in AP about the hero citizen on the ground journalists who didn't want to be journalists but are, that have proven the Chinese government's covering up just how bad it is and how they're heroes for questioning the official story. At the same time, if you question the official story here, you get banned on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google. You get called horrible names, even though InfoWars and our guest has been the absolute vanguard the last 3 weeks on target with the projections right online with what is announced 2-3 weeks later, that they've got secret quarantine centers ready, that it's man-made, that it's got the HIV delivery system. All of that has now been confirmed. But notice, you don't see anybody celebrating InfoWars. Oh, no. But they'll celebrate Chinese citizens that expose the fraud. But the very same corporate media then cheerleads to shut down anybody that asks questions. So they're just like the censors in Beijing. Simply amazing. We'll be getting into a lot of that today as well. And, you know, here's the good news. People see through this hypocrisy. And folks don't buy the official stories anymore. Sometimes the official story is true, but as your default, you have to question everything nowadays, including InfoWars. In fact, a lot of times I question what I already am believing and thinking with the best knowledge I have, but then I get more knowledge and I go, no, that was probably wrong. And most of the time it turns out I was wrong. I was partially right. I was going in the right direction. I was learning more. But this idea of just having one set idea about something that you're told by somebody else and then you just defend that forever is stupid, but more importantly, it's dangerous. So we'll be looking at all of that today as well. And then mainline science, private institutes, private groups are confirming that there is a what looks like not naturally occurring transmission being sent that the Earth is picking up. Could this be first contact? We'll look at that and so much more. Bloomberg's gotten in a lot of trouble because old audio has surfaced of him defending his stop and frisk situation and then saying, hey, we profile some minorities because some groups have higher rates of crime. Well, that is the truth. I mean, we all know men commit about 95% of murders, right? Is that being mean to men? No, men commit most murders. There are some things in criminology women do more often, but men do that. And yes, black men, out of all groups of men in the United States, top the charts for that because of what's been set up in the culture and society and what's going on and what's happened. That's just a statistic, and it's a very strong statistic. So I'm not defending Bloomberg, but watching Trump tweet against him on stop and frisk, you notice Trump had to withdraw that because Trump had defended it back when he was mayor. So we did catch Trump at a flip-flop right there. I'm not in a cult. I'll expose Trump when he does things that are wrong. I expose myself when I'm wrong. But I'll say this. Stop and frisk randomly when you don't have any evidence. It violates due process or probable cause, and I don't support it. Now, if you're wearing a Bloods shirt, flashing Bloods signs in a gang area, and you just had somebody shot down the road, yeah, pull over. You've got probable cause to ask questions. It's gang activity. But to just say you're black, so I'm going to pull up and I'm going to frisk you, that's wrong. And the Democrats have used that and exacerbated it, tried to cause a race war, tried to say all police are bad, when it's Democrat cities that 9 times out of 10 are violating African-Americans' rights and what's happening in their communities. And then it just creates a downward spiral because the people don't call the police, there's not trust, and things fall apart. Most of the police I know and what I've witnessed, and I've gone out years ago on ride-alongs, and I've done my own research, and most police are care, and they're working hard, and they're exhausted, and they don't want to go out and be mean to black people. I mean, that's just outrageous, but the media tries to seize on that and exacerbate it. And Bloomberg is a big Democrat now. He's been pushing race-based narrative crap when, of course, it's him that has that entire background. So we've got that audio as well, which on the crowd statistics is true. I don't know why he's running from it, but now he's experiencing cancer culture. But stop and frisk is wrong.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We're going to be covering and breaking down here today. But the first thing I want to get into in depth is something I meant to get to yesterday after the Oscars Sunday evening. I remember growing up and the Oscars would come on and my mom would watch it and some of her lady friends would come over. I just thought it was so disgusting and so boring and so stupid to watch a bunch of people in tuxedos and a bunch of women in sequined dresses preening like peacocks and praising themselves for what amazing actors they are. The pomposity was truly disgusting. But now you've seen Ricky Gervais and so many others come out and say, you're pedophiles, you're degenerates, you suck. And they get 10 times the viewers conservatively for just that clip than the entire Golden Globes. Reruns of soap operas have more viewers than these shows do because no one's watching it, including old people. It's disgusting. Yeah, folks are watching more Hollywood garbage than ever, but Hollywood's making less money. So's the NFL. So are all these leftist establishment institutions. And so their answer is to promote censorship of their competition, of free thought, while they use the free speech they have to spew pure venom at the American people and lecture the planet about how we shouldn't fly on jet airplanes, but nobody flies on them more than them. Everything they do is a sick joke because these are teleprompter readers. These are script readers. And America was founded, many a historian wrote accurately, like Alexander de Tocqueville was the most often quoted, on hating the establishment and hating titles and hating royalty and hating people that were given everything they had. America was about inventors, and it was about sharpshooters, and it was about engineers, and it was about Lewis and Clark and explorers and trailblazers, and people admired reality and the genuine. They'd always admired that in other cultures, but here in America, finally, you had a chance, at least to a certain extent, wasn't perfect, but compared to any other nation, to let your mettle stand forth. And that's why people wanted to come here. And there is nothing better than reading these headlines that are dead on. The age of celebrity is dead. It really is. In fact, people just don't not care about celebrities. It's obnoxious. It's disgusting. Dressing up all fancy and stuff's about going to a dance and finding your mate. It's not about watching people on a screen and a bunch of weird directors and people worship themselves and tell us how great they are and tell us how good they are and just tears and sicky sweet drool over the things they've done. People don't want artificial. They want real. And the rejection of Hollywood and the rejection of the leftist system is so healthy. It's like the rejection of AI, the rejection of virtual reality, the rejection of rubber blow-up dolls, the rejection of it all. This system is trying to seduce us because it doesn't have a soul. And it needs those of us that have a soul. It hopes to give it a soul. And the answer is exodus out of the system and let it completely die. Do not be part of it. Come out of the leftist cities. Don't be bullied. Don't appease. Don't adopt their political correctness. Don't bow down to them. You don't even get rewarded for doing it. It's totally empty. The people that follow leftist ideology are slaves. When we come back, we're going to have some comic fun, but it's actually scary. The actual Bat Boy has been discovered. That's coming up next segment, but let's get serious right now. Brad Pitt getting up there and lecturing us. Give me a break. Joaquin Phoenix was smart enough to get up there and to say, we're all a bunch of parasites, everybody hates us, forgive me that I'm scum. He gets it. He didn't go as far as Ricky Gervais, but that's the spirit. They know we hate them. They know they're not cool. They know they're not real. And everyone is sick and tired of them. And this is so good. This is the breaking of the power of the jewel and the crown of this satanic world government system that they thought, oh, thousands of channels and all this would put more of their crap out. And they thought, well, we'll censor our competition. That'll make people love us again. No, everyone hates you. Almost no one I know is enamored with any of this crap anymore. The spell, the trance, the mesmer, the dream that's really a nightmare has been broken. And there's no coming back. And that's a very, very healthy thing. Here's Joaquin Phoenix doing his delicate genius act, falling on the sword.
We fear the idea of personal change, because we think that we have to sacrifice something to give something up. But human beings at our best are so inventive and creative and ingenious. And I think that when we use love and compassion as our guiding principles, we can create, develop, and implement systems of change that are beneficial to all sentient beings and to the environment. Now, I've been...
Give the Rothschilds control of everything. Yes, just let us
run
things.
I've been a scoundrel in my life. I've been selfish. I've been cruel at times, hard to work with, and ungrateful. But so many of you in this room have given me a second chance. And I think that's when we're at our best. When we support each other, not when we cancel each other out for past mistakes, but when we help each other to grow, when we educate each other, when we guide each other towards redemption.
Then he strikes out at cancel culture. So again, but isn't he disingenuous? I mean, the whole act he puts on, like he's hesitant and he's so real and everything. Give me a break, man. You're as funny as a bowl of plastic fruit and everybody knows it. I'll tell you what's real. I'll tell you what's real, Joaquin. It's this knife right here. Everyone watching knows I'm real, Joaquin. They know they're real and they don't like you, Mr. Scary Joker. Ha 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 ha! Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier. And get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown that go after this whole corona SARS family of virus. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days. And we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these homeland security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, I want to get serious here and open the phones up and cover all the news and get into what's happening in Iowa. And Democrats fight President Trump's anti-human trafficking efforts. I'm not kidding. That is all coming up. I want to open the phones at 877-789-ALEX for first-time callers again on any subject, any topic you want to discuss. Absolutely free fall. Free fall. Of your phone calls, free for all, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Alex here on this live Tuesday transmission. But getting back to Hollywood, it really is ridiculous that we were caught by it like moths to flame. But if you go back to the 20s, all they have are silent movies. And then the talkies got developed and set up. And then you had radio that proliferated. And then by the late 1940s, TV began to become popular, and it expanded. And it was this box in our home. And now we don't eat around the table and talk about what happened in town or what happened at work or what happened at church or what happened in the backyard or talk about grandma. We talk about what's on that box. And at first it's putting out trusted messages and loving messages and, you know, nice things to get our trust, like a worm on a hook looks delicious to a bass or a perch or a crappie or a catfish or some other little form of swimming creature. But once they get us on the hook, we find out it's cold steel. It is a cultural takeover. And so, yes, our grandparents, our parents to a certain extent, some of them got mesmerized by it. But young people know that big deal, you're on TV. Big deal, you're on a screen. That doesn't make you special. Exactly, it isn't special. Unless that person is saving people from a burning house or shooting intruders or climbing a mountain or breaking the record at the Olympics. Yes, that human endeavor of crossing a threshold, of landing on the moon, of going deeper than anyone ever has in a submarine, that is documented and that is important. But not just because it's on a screen, but because it happened. I believe Hollywood is the most effective and disastrous propaganda factory there has ever been in the history of human beings. That's absolutely true. So, it has taken our families away from us. It has taken our culture. It has taken our soul. It has taken the outdoors away. It has taken, even when I was a young person, maybe somebody watched TV a couple times a week or you watched the news. But, man, you were in the backyard cooking almost every night, or you were over at the neighbor's house cooking. You were playing pool. You were arm wrestling. You were playing board games. You were playing baseball or football, touch football, until 10 at night. And then I'd show up bloody and, you know, dirty, and my dad'd say, "It's 10 o'clock. Get your butt in there and take a shower and go to bed." But he'd give me a high five and laugh at me. And sometimes we'd get back up and be playing, you know, baseball at 6 a.m. out in the backyard, throwing baseballs to each other. That was normal. And, man, when I laid down, I was exhausted. You drive around these neighborhoods, there's almost nothing going on. Maybe a bike here, a kid there, maybe a few kids running around with some Nerf guns or something, thank God. But you don't see it going on. When I was a kid, everybody was out at night, going to this person's house, going to that person's house, going to church. Where did all that go? Let's bring that back. And whoever can bring that back is going to save the species. And they're not just going to do that. They're going to make a ton of money because everybody's into money. Well, let me tell you, going back to retro, which isn't retro, it's just human activity, that is going to be the complete future. Getting off the phones, getting out of the system. Getting out in rural areas, getting out in the woods, that's where everything is. And why do we admire the military? Well, it's the warrior class, and they're out there on the cutting edge. Sometimes the mission's bad. Sometimes the war is illegal. The point is, though, that they're real people on the edge of things. And all of us need to be real people on the edge of things. But the edge of things is making sure our children don't take fentanyl and die. Being involved, being informed, being interfaced. Not where, oh, I got to take care of my kids. I want to go watch Netflix. Taking care of your children is going to empower you. Making them dinner. Going for a nighttime bike ride or a hike. That's going to empower you and your children. Not going in together and watching Netflix. And I'm not judging people if, you know, last night, my youngest daughter is almost 3. She won't go to sleep. And I said, well, you know what? Let's watch some TV. So I said, she's in her own room now. I said, you don't have to go to your room. You can stay with mommy and daddy tonight. Sleep with us in the bed. And we turned on at like 9 at night, World War II in color. 2 hours later at 11, my wife's like, you got to let her go to sleep. She was sitting there watching it like this. Now, no one would think a three-year-old would want to watch that, but no, that's my daughter. She wants to watch it, but she knew it was real. She was really interested. She goes, I like those mean tractors, because she thought tanks were. She's kind of a tomboy. She likes things like that, but I'm not going to digress about this all day. It's just that reality, she's a baby, but she knew that's reality. Something happened. She saw Hitler on the screen, was like, and Winston Churchill, she kind of sat up like, who's that? I mean, she knows archetypally that's an important person. That's a bad person. That's an interesting person. And it's the reality we need to show people. If it's reality on the screen, it's good. But does he call it reality TV when it's the fakest thing out there? Watch the Battle of Britain like we did last night in the second hour we watched. That was real, and that was empowering, and she got, like, there's men in planes, they're fighting, she got it because she already had all the archetypes. I'm going to stop babbling here and just get to this clip, but it's true. The age of celebrity is dead. Ding dong, the witch is dead. The witch, the witch, oh witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. This is a good thing. Now, that said, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but everybody saw this Trump event in San Francisco, I guess drag queens for Trump. And I got to say, these drag queens actually looked like women and were dressed nicely. It's like the Democrat drag queens, like giant, obese, fat men in clown outfits going after children. In San Francisco, though, you've got a group for Trump, and the leftists see this and become totally unhinged. And then there is probably a woman biologically, but actual Bat-Child. People wondered since the 80s where the Bat-Child was. The Bat-Child has been discovered, and it's totally triggered, I guess, by gay dudes that support Trump. So let's roll that audio. Here it is. Because they're the liberal trendies, and the religion is if you're gay, you're God. Well, here's gay dudes who got their makeup on better than her, and she just doesn't know what to do.
You're
not cute. You're fat. Is that Rachel Maddow without the wig?
I'm not going to win.
You know Rachel Maddow wears it. Is that Anderson Cooper without his toupee?
He doesn't even go here.
Streaming just goes on from there. But hey, Bat Boy has been discovered in San Francisco. This is a big deal. Bat Boy lives.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Serious news to cover, but I want to get back to Bat Boy here and put some bookends on this. Let's go back to the raw footage and play one more time. This was shot three nights ago, I guess Saturday night in San Francisco at a drag queen pro-Trump event, and the left came out to protest it as the people came out, and the leftists began to attack like piranhas. But notice, this is a woman you're about to see with a shaved head under fourth-wave feminism who's given up her femininity, who believes, they say, killing their babies is a sacrament, and that giving up their very humanity is a good thing. This isn't empowering women, this is enslaving them. And then she's completely triggered by men who are dressed like women who have stolen her identity. And so she begins to hiss, like a king cobra that has been injected directly in the cerebral cortex with PCP. So we can joke all day long about everyone always wanted to find out what happened to Bat Boy, who supposedly in weekly world news got found in Central Park. And did Bat Boy actually cause the coronavirus outbreak? But that's a joke. This is serious. This is what happens to women in San Francisco under the brainwashing, where women give up their femininity. They're supposed to. You don't see any starlets anymore in Hollywood, any of it. And then men become the new glamour with wigs on. Now, I've got to say that the Trump drag queens do actually look like women. The leftist ones, I'm like, hairier, fatter, bigger? Nothing against fat dudes or anything, but come on, man. Fat dudes and clown makeup coming after our kids, they have a name for that. It's all still hideous, though. Let's go ahead, and that's just my opinion. I'm allowed to think that. Dudes in dresses are creepy. I've never done it on air. I've done a lot of comedy. It would get huge views. I just, kind of like the police academy, though. They got they're dressed up on the stakeout going after the hookers, and the sergeant's got a beard and he's got a wig on. There is some comedic value to it, but except I'm not trying to go to drag queen story time or anything. Let's go ahead and play this video unedited so you can see it for yourself. And again, radio listeners, you're lucky you don't have to see this. This is Bat Boy freaking out. We joke about it. This is what leftists do everywhere. This is like standard now. It's like a 2-year-old tantruming. They want to run the campuses. They want to run your life. They want access to your children. So this is what happens when kryptonite is discovered. Leftists come out to protest the pro-Trump drag queen event, and they just don't know what to do. It's like the left endorsing Islam when it wants to kill gay people. It's just, they don't know what to do. This is the mass mental illness. And of course, you know there's piles of poop everywhere out there. This is San Francisco. Cute needles here and there. Look up. Baby buzzard begging for food. Well, blow this up. Let's play the end here. We need to slow this down here. Stop it. There you go. We can make jokes about this, but this is the spirit of these people. It's like Nosferatu. This is what they've done to women. Look what they've done to these people. She probably started out normal in the Midwest. Parents sent her to college, turned into this. You think that mental patient dude she's with will take care of her when she's sick or needs help? No. It's all fake, empty people. Totally unreal. Okay, that's enough. All right, I'll give them the number out. The phones are loaded. We'll start the next hour and get very, very serious. But I'll be honest, sometimes I got to screw around a little bit. That's a very disturbing video, actually. Michael Bloomberg saying black people commit more crimes than white people. That audio is coming up. So much more in the second hour, but I will go directly to your phone calls. The good news is the age of celebrity is dead. But the age of Bat Boy, who's really a woman, has just begun. I shouldn't laugh. God help us. I mean, you go to these Democrat events, like a good third of them are like that. So you think it's funny when you're watching it on TV, but when you're like, there's armies of these people? What the hell happened to them? How do you end up getting your head shaved and going, I mean, how do you end up being a dude and having long fingernails and a blonde wig on? I don't know what happened to these people. All I know is thank God I'm not with them. And I'm not trying to put anybody down. It makes me feel weak that there's all these people like this. Let me just stop there. I had our office manager, InfoWars manager, Tim Frugier, come over and talk to me earlier. He said, hey, listen, in about a week or two, if you keep Super Silver tooth whitening toothpaste at 50% off, it's going to sell out. We don't get more for about a month and a half. We should go back to basically full price. Plus, it has the patented nano silver in it that's been proven to take out this whole virus family and the rest of it. And I said, you know what? We're just going to sell out of it at 50% off. And I said, but don't worry. We also have the nano silver in super blue for adults and children. And he goes, yeah, that's selling out too, probably in about 2 weeks. And that's not coming in for 2 months. Unless we're talking about the children's, which we do have plenty of. It's naturally bubblegum flavor. It has the nano silver. It has the iodine. It has the tea tree oil. It has it all. This has the whitening in it that's so good. But this is really good as a front line of defense. And despite the fact that it's selling out, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until these products sell out. And, you know, I told you, like last week, I said, oh, the 16-ounce immune gargle with nano silver, it's about to sell out. It did. It was already sold out by the time I was saying it. I didn't know it. The 1 ounce will sell out by Wednesday or Thursday. The 3 ounce will sell out by next week, and it's the greatest deal you're going to find out there on this nano silver. This is the patented stuff. I could show you. Hell, let me just show you from Homeland Security right here. This is from 13 years ago. Texas A&M Health Science Center with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Tom Ridge, the Department of the Army headquarters, finding it in their own test that it was taking out the SARS, that is the corona family. And that is from American Biotech Labs out of Colorado that allows us to private label their products. Some of these are proprietary products. So those are selling out as well. And their nano silver is in the super blue, and it is in the super silver whitening. I'm going to keep the toothpaste at 50% off till it sells out, but it is selling out. I need to reorder the 16-ounce, the 3-ounce, the 1-ounce. So starting Thursday morning, these are going to go back to full price because I was going to just keep it 40% off till it sold out. They're like, hey, you need the money to buy more of it, dummy. I'm like, oh, actually, do we have the money for that? And I'm like, no, because we're making 25% at that sell rate. So you've got to go back to full price or we can't buy more, dum-dum. And I told them to finally explain things to me, and they did, and I understand it. So, in fact, you know what? I'm going back to regular price tomorrow because they're right. We need to be able to sell the last few thousand bottles of each to buy more of it, which actually makes sense. So InfoWarsStore.com, if you want 40% off on the immune gargles that are left, and if you want 50% off of the toothpaste, the immune gargle sale will end tomorrow. So by Thursday, yeah, it'll be the regular price. And but I'm going to honor that commitment on the toothpaste on both sides, 50% off, because we've got that coming, and I've already paid for more of it to come, so it's coming. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, we've got the highest quality affordable foods ready to ship. Most folks don't. And we've got the 4-week, the 3-month, all of it right now, powered by My Patriot and Ready Hour at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in now to guarantee delivery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.